At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special episode with somebody that we've been trying to get on before Christmas. We were hoping to get him on before Christmas, Sean, for Power Skate. So, Sean, we're glad to have you on the 1973 podcast, and we're hockey guys through and through, and we're here to promote anything to do with, like, youth sports and anything to promote the game and different different sponsorships and things that we're looking to promote and stuff to do with like what we like and what we're around and stuff that we have some knowledge on. So we're glad to have you on. And we just want to have you start off by just kind of telling everybody about the product and about your product line and how your company started and all that good stuff. So take it away, Sean.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, I really appreciate it when it really experienced hockey guys reach out and ask, you know, really good questions, because I kind of, not to be negative, but I kind of struggle with some of the coaches' approaches to the skate weights and the negative comments and things that I see when they've never even held them or seen them or done any testing at all. But I'll start from the beginning. So when I turned 40, I had this great idea, started shooting my mouth off, that I wanted to run a marathon, right? So My wife says, "Oh yeah, sure. Yeah. You're going to run a marathon, you know?" So it made me print out the schedule and tape it to the refrigerator. Right. You know how we are, right? Oh, you're going to dare me.
Plans, man.
Oh, you're going to dare me now. Okay. So I taped the schedule to the fridge and then, you know, 25 weeks later, I was in the Detroit Marathon, but I had just turned 40. So that was my, hey, I'm 40. I better do something, you know, move, right? So anyways, I ended up training through the wintertime, and I was running in the Fraser rink in Michigan, which is a 3-sheet rink. And the one is called Superior, and the upper deck is like a track. So I'm running around the track for hours, right? Because it's winter and it's 20 below out. And I keep passing these banners that are hanging down from the ceiling. And I kept seeing the same name again and again and again. And because I ran so many hours up there, or so many consecutive days, it burned in my head. The guy's name was Tim Zimmerman. And he was a local guy who'd been obviously coaching there for a long time, but he had 13 banners up there. He had 13 state championships. And I was coaching at the time out of Troy. And both my son and daughter were in hockey, and my son, both of them were in travel. Chad was with the Sting, and Shelby was also with the girls U-12 team. And so I was running one day up and down the stairs, and I saw these kids down on the ice, and they had a steel square block Velcroed onto the top of their skates. And I yelled over the ice. I said, "Hey, what's your coach's name?" And they said, "Tim Zimmerman." And I was like, "Oh, Zimmerman." And I looked down, and all those kids he'd gone into his garage, and he cut out a 1-pound steel square, and he got the Velcro and he screwed it in them. And I said, "Zimmerman, he's got the secret sauce. Oh my God." and it just made him a better coach, right? Because his boys were working so much harder than every other team on the ice. And so I called him and I said, "Tim," I said, "I saw your banners around the ice rink, and then I saw you on the ice last week with the kids on the skate with the skate weights." I said, "I'm a car designer. I'm working a Ford studio, GM and Chrysler. I'm all over Detroit." I said, "Let's take that steel block and let's make it look cool. You know, let's take it and let's take that Mustang hood scoop and throw it on the top, and we'll reach over here and we'll pull the Mustang hood scoop and throw it down the middle, and then we'll reach over here and we'll grab these features off the Polaris quad, which we have also designed." And we said, "Let's make this thing look aerodynamic and cool." Right. So we took a square block and we made it look, you know, pretty fancy, you know, from what it, you can see the, You can see the Mustang hood scoop in that, you know?
Yeah, right absolutely.
The middle, right? And then these little deflectors, these six little deflectors on the side, those come off the side of a player's quad out of Minnesota, which I was running back and forth to their studio. So I said, let's borrow some features and throw it on, give it some aerodynamics. And those little deflectors end up being puck deflectors for slap shots, right? So it had function too. So I got a hold of Tim. I said, hey, you know, this is your idea. I want your face to stay out in front of this thing. I said, I'm just going to be the guy in the background. I'm going to do the CAD work and I'll get the manufacturing going. I want you to be out front. So he says, okay, that's cool. Let's go for it. You know? So we did the first version and, you know, we got it out there and he took his team out and he had them on them and they ended up winning the county high school, championship. And that was like, I think it took me like 6 years to actually get them into production, you know, cause I had a design and engineering company in Michigan. We were doing full cars. I had 60 people on the payroll. We were just super busy. So anyways, it took me a while and here I am 20 years later now. And we've actually seen the number one on Amazon banner in the product on Amazon a few times. It goes on and off, you know, as you go up and down into that spot. So, but we've got some great things that are going on now. I've been watching, you know, some of these kids now for 6, 8, 10 years now. And, you know, we got the Nichols family out of Arizona that just shipped their 16 U kid, Ryan out to, Philip play for the junior Phillies. And, we got my nephew Curtis, who's kind of my poster child he's been on skate weights for about 10 years. He just got into the Penn State. He's in and out of the team there. And then we've got a little handful of kids around the country that have been on them for 8 or 10 years that have moved up to some pretty high level hockey. And I'm not saying that it's all power skater, but I'm saying that they were disciplined enough to believe that resistance and repetition creates strength, endurance, yep, and speed. And so one of the odd things about this product is I've noticed is that when the kids get a little older, like the high school age, if they go into a locker room and put them on and the kids, they've never seen them again. I don't know how old the kids that are using them in your area, but the other kids in the locker room will start picking on them. You know, they'll start giving them a hard time. Like, oh, what are those? You know, it's the pressure from the kids in the locker room, right? I think it's a sad thing, but I've seen it happen in different situations to my kids over the years, you know. But the whole fact is that when Tim Zimmerman's team was working, you know, basically with the same amount of ice time practices as every other team in Michigan and in the Northeast there, when his team was working 10% harder than every other team with the same amount of ice. And then when they got towards the end of the season, he owned the third period. And one of his tricks was that when he got into the heavy duty playoff games and championship games, he played all of his lines where you got a lot of guys, they get up to that end of the season and they start playing two lines in the last two periods, right?
Yep.
Well, he had the strength. The weaker kids on the team in the beginning of the season were now the stronger kids in the end of the season. So he would play all his lines and he would send his let's say lower scoring lines out to just purely play defense in the last period. He said, I'm going to play every line and I want my scoring lines to go out and do your job because this other coach is going to be short shifting his two lines. And then so he would play all four lines and his two top lines would get an extra rest in between shifts and they would go out, just destroy, you know, and own the third period because his two lines that weren't scoring a lot of goals, he would have them go out and just purely focus on defense. All they want you to do go is just cause havoc out there, get in their faces and just play defense. So he had this plan that his stronger goal scoring kids would be the ones who would have the most energy in the last half of the third period because they were able to rest when the other team is short shifting his bench, right? So those banners started stacking up. And he started to just own that, you know, that area. And then he ended up, by the time my son was in high school and varsity, we combined two high schools. And then my son actually ended up playing for him in his junior year. And then they ended up winning, you know, the conference and the state high school stuff. But it's been fun to watch the product evolve. The cream always comes to the top, right, in every industry and business. And the skate weights are kind of timeless, right? You had Jaromir Jagr that trained with the 5-pound weight when he was all the way through his whole professional career. He would wear a vest and he would wear 5-pound weights on each foot. And he played well into his 40s, you know, not as long as Chelios.
Right.
Chelios's daughter played on my team. We had so many pros in Detroit that were into hockey there. We had the Hatcher guys, yep. Darian, Kevin Hatcher.
Yep.
Coached with me, and we had their kids on the teams, and Chris Chelios's daughter, she was on my daughter's team, and then Eisenman's daughter was in and out of the Troy travel rink area there. So when we see Gordie Howell sitting in the lobby, you know,
that's awesome.
You know, it was just a real nice place to be, in a really fresh, you know, clean rink. And, you know, a lot of the players live not far from that area. So it was super fun. But now we just cracked into Europe. I'll be in Amazon.eu, and I'll be in Germany and Sweden and Slovakia and Latvia and the Finland and the big hockey countries over there. So I'm pretty excited to crack that one for next fall. I'm working with a team right now that's building up my Amazon presence in Europe right now. So we're going to be globally. I can't keep them in Canada. You know, they will only let me send so many up there at a time. And we run out so fast, I'm always shipping 20, 25 at a time. They won't let me ship more. So we're always running out and reshipping. So Canada's onto it. I need to get a better distribution channel up there, because Amazon's not working that well for me up there, because they won't let me send, you know, they don't want to store stuff, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So
somebody doesn't want to store it, for sure.
Yeah. So, you know, things, the 18 and 19 season before COVID was when it really, really started to make its mark with kids and parents, and the parents were really seeing their kids really have explosive speed after 60 days or so. What I think I have failed to do is present it as a system that you grow into. I think I need to get better at letting parents and coaches know that when a kid's on a 0.5-pound weight and he suddenly eventually after 60 plus days, he doesn't notice that weight on his foot, because his legs have grown into the strength of it, right? Just like doing curls, right? You do curls with a 20-pound bar, and you know, after a month it doesn't feel like 20 pounds, right? So we want to go from the 0.5-pound and then right to the 1-pound until those don't feel heavy, and then we can actually stack a 0.5-pound on top of a 1-pound until your legs don't feel those, and then you can actually stack a 1-pound on a 1-pound, so you could have 4 pounds. When you think about the number of strides in a practice, it's between 2,500 and 3,500 strides in a practice. And when you put 1 pound on each foot for 50 minutes, you're talking each foot's moved an extra 3,500 pounds, possibly 25. So that's a ton on each leg, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not super heavy, it doesn't feel like a big dumbbell, right? It just feels like there's resistance in the recovery part of the stride. So I get a lot of comments about, it messing with the stride, right? Coaches are like, it'll mess up your stride. I don't want your kids using those on my ice. You know, it's so funny how these coaches are, they've never even held them, and they tell parents they don't want them on the ice. It's really odd. I don't really understand it. But anyways, what was I saying there? I just jumped the fence and lost my.
Oh, you were talking about coaches being a little resistant towards the kids.
Right. So I went down to Florida after COVID, and And I did, it was the first time I actually was in public in a year and a half, right? They had a rink on Martin Luther King Day. And I was down there and there were 65 teams there for 3 days. And I had my booth set up and it said, you know, your kid skates faster guaranteed. I'll buy them back if you're not happy. I have all the lifetime warranties. You can give them to me broken in 10 years and I'll buy them back. And I was there for 3 days and not one coach stopped by my table to talk to me. And I was really shocked, you know, because I really was hoping that I'd see some coaches that would just at least stop and pick them up, you know. And there was this coach standing next to the table and he was from North Carolina. He was with the Raleigh Raptors. And I said, hey, how come you haven't asked me about this product here? I said, it's been here all weekend. He says, I know we're busy. We don't have time. Look at this and that. I said, I'll make a deal with you. I said, you put these on your kids next year. And if you don't make it to the state championships, I'll buy them all back. And he's like, really? Really? I said, yeah, that's how confident I am. And I can't get one coach to stop by and talk to me. Like I'll promise you that if you have good coaching content, do some off ice training and wear these through the whole season, you will make it to the finals. I can't guarantee you'll win, but you'll be in the championships. And he's like, okay, I'll think about that. So anyways, he took off. And then my nephew, Curtis, who just grew into the U18 team, he ended up playing for this coach. Oh. He ended up playing for the Raleigh Raptors in North Carolina, and he was a power skater kid, right? Curtis, my nephew, is hands down the fastest kid in North Carolina. No one U18 or between a time of 12 to 18, no one in the whole state could touch this kid. He was just so fast. And so he ended up taking that coach all the way to nationals that year.
Nice.
Curtis was part of one of the speed demon, you know, part of the team there. So, you know, it's been fun to watch. It's been fun to watch evolve. In February of 22 this year, we had a guy named Jim Farley came into Ford and he made some big cuts and he cut like 8,000 people out of Ford. And I lost my whole design and engineering team in April of 22. So at that point I just said, you know what, I'm tired of building up design and engineering teams and having them cut and just thrown in a gutter. I'm just going to go full-time on my own products right now. You know, I have products in hockey, music, restaurant industry, disc golf. I got some overhead lighting systems. I'm an inventor, entrepreneur guy. So I'm just going to go full-time. So that's what I've been doing full-time since April of 22. I'm just a one-man band here in my office in San Diego where it's, you know, 70 and sunny every day all year. And I drive to the snow too. and so I'm just full time on this, and you maybe have seen more ads online or maybe seen more presence of it, but I'm this is my retirement job, right? I joke around, I say if I retired tomorrow, I'd probably start a company doing what I'm doing, so I might be retired and I don't know it, right?
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, so, right. So Sean, we got about like less than 10 minutes left. But I love, you know, I don't want to use the word presentation, but I love the story. You know, doing what you love is always never seems like work. So it seems like that's a product that you love, something you stand behind. And for everybody that wants, before we run out of time, to know where they can grab one of these before we, you know, get too far gone, where can they find them?
Right, for sure. Well, we just we got our first invitation into Pure Hockey this year, right? Because I'm pushing it full time. So they started off in 20 stores, and I see the inventory numbers are shrinking. I don't think they sell them online anymore because the inventory's down. But so I don't know if there's a Pure Hockey in your area, but Amazon is the place, and my website, I'd prefer if people bought it from my website because Amazon takes 30% out of my pocket. So powerskater.com, and that's SK8R at the end of it. And, you know, that's really the best place. And if you want a team discount, I can give the whole team a nice cut.
Okay. On
the system, right?
That's something that I could probably work on for you with a couple of the teams that I'm involved with coaching. I'll have to reach out on the side about that one, a little side deal there. But so Sean, just tell everybody where you're on for social media, just so that they can, you know, kind of touch base if they're on their phone or their tablet or whatever. Sure.
Right. We got Instagram is the Power Skater, THE Power Skater. And then the website is powerskater.com. And if you go to Google and just type in skate weights, we've got a Google merchant store there. They'll pop up right on the top. Skate weights or Power Skater, they'll pop up right on the top.
So, very good.
Very good.
Ed, do you have anything quick, Tom? We got like 6 minutes left on the clock.
Sure do. So Sean, I'm the resident sales whizzle here. And so I'm going to get you the sales question. It's going to kind of circle back to the reluctance of the coaches. Also certified Ironman coach and certified personal trainer too. So is the reluctance on the coaches? Is it because like kind of going back to the old days of, you know, football and baseball where they didn't want their guys to get muscle bound? Is that where they get the resistance, or is it just the lack of knowledge, do you think?
I think what it is like hockey coaches are tough. You know, we're all tough, and we all got pretty far in our skating careers, from youth hockey all the way through. A lot of coaches have gone to some pretty high levels and they got there without them. Right. So they're thinking, well, if I didn't need those, you know, if you do your own training and, you know, wall sits and squats and dips and lunges, you know, you shouldn't need them. Right. But the trick is, guys, is that these really do nothing in the push portion of the stride. So when you're pushing with the blade on the ice, there is really nothing going on there, right? So they really begin to work when the skate comes off the ice. When the skate comes off the ice and you bring that foot back to center is where you're building up the front of the muscles on the front of your thigh, okay?
Okay, so you're working on the quads and that type of thing?
You can visualize, most coaches work on pushing. And when you're pushing, you're building up the backside of your thigh.
So posterior chain, sure, right. Okay.
We use parachutes and we drag weights and tires and all this other stuff, but no product builds up the front side of the thigh like the Power Skater. From the end of the stride, we say put your nose below your toes below your nose, right to center. Now the other thing they do without kids notice them is we call them runners, right? The kids that have the real high recovery, right?
That's that real high turnover, skate turnover.
Sure. Lost time, lost space. Bad linear recovery. These actually help hold the skate closer to the ice when they bring it back to center. So you get more of a linear motion versus a round. I call it runners when I see them out there, real tall skaters. And so if you can get your kids to skate with their hips super low and get them to do a snappy linear recovery, these things are just like, I mean, you will see speed gains. What we did is we did three stopwatches. We did 30 days. We did start 30, one lap, like NHL fast lap, 60 days and 90 days. I usually would wait to do it right before playoffs so that I could get their heads all big, how much faster they got, right? So if you can do those, you know, you'll have data that you can say these really, really do work, you know.
Awesome. So, Sean.
Great stuff, Sean. Great stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we could talk for another half an hour. I mean, no forever. Problem. Now what I'd like to do is probably sign off this time and have you come back on and talk more about it. Maybe, you know, we can catch up and talk more about the product. Like I said, we only have like the half an hour to work with. So, one last time, where can you find your stuff?
Yeah. Power Skater. You go to Google or any search engine and type in skate weights. And we'll make it to the top two lines. You know, they've been in the Google Merchant Center for years. And so you can buy them actually Google Merchant, Facebook, Amazon, and the website. You can buy them directly from an ad on Facebook too.
Cool. Thanks, awesome. Sean. I'm going to shut it down and then we'll talk for a real quick second.
All right.
Thanks everybody for tuning in.